broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning to you. We've got Ron Syrak, special to the LPGA. He's at the Solheim Cup 2019, and wow, this is a very closely fought match, I should say, matches. We've got two still out on the course in conditions that I'm not sure. I have to ask Ron if other tournaments would be played. Dave Shedlosky is checking in. Of course, he's the PGA Tour right now in its season opener, the military tribute at the Greenbrier. Ron Mintz is checking in, as well as Louin Mayer will wrap up the show again from the Solheim Cup. I want to tell you, did you realize the holidays are coming? And of course, with those holidays come all the people you love and want to have you join you in the clubhouse or at your holiday parties. The question is, are you ready for the traffic through the house, the spills, the accidents that come with the holiday parties? Are your carpets ready for the onslaught? We got to go to Bougainville Flooring Superstore. They're having the Bougainville Flooring Superstore that is the fall sale. They've got easy-to-install, dent-resistant vinyl flooring, stain-resistant, clean, easy-to-clean carpets. It's all on sale right now. Next weekend, September 20th and 21st, that's the weekend sale. They have over 1,000 carpet remnants on sale. A price match guarantee. Porcelain tile, tools, installation supplies, and the people willing to walk with you through the store, able to answer your questions. It's the Bougainville Flooring Superstore Fall Sale. It's just off Bougainville near the NEX on Bougainville. Lots of free, easy parking, and we want to thank all the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Solheim Cup 2019 and wraps up tomorrow with singles matches. Right now, the score is 6.5 to 5.5 with the Europeans up 1 point. We still have two matches underway. The Europeans are one up in one, and the U.S. is one up in the other. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post and Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award. Of course, special to the LPGA and right there at the Solheim Cup. Awesome. Good to have you in.
Yeah, you know, actually, Daniel, we've got four matches on the golf course right now, and the U.S. is up in three of them, and Europe is up in the one.
So, oh, my goodness.
Things are looking fairly good for the United States right now. But, boy, we saw yesterday late in the day how dramatically things can change in match play in a real, real hurry. Right now, that's Brittany Altomare is making a putt on 17 to win their match, and it looks like they are going to, at worst, have that match. They may win it right now on this hole.
You know, I got to set the stage here. The wind conditions and the cold conditions. Can you talk to us? As I said in the opening, I think you heard that. You know, would everybody be playing in these conditions if it were any other tournament on the LPGA or the PGA Tour?
Well, there's a lot of places where you wouldn't be able to play, because if the greens were more contoured than they are, you'd have trouble making the ball stay in the green right now, and they'd have to stop play. Balls have been oscillating. Pace of play is very, very slow because players are backing off shots. You know, caddies are puzzling. Oh, I was talking to Fanny Sunesson, who used to be Nick Faldo's caddy, and she said, you know, it's like a four-club wind out there depending on how high you hit your shots. So it's slowed down play because there's a lot of confusing decision making about what to do. The sustained winds right now are about 28, 30 miles an hour, and it's gusting to a lot more than that. And Van Dam just rolled in a par putt from about 12 feet, and that to have that hole. So that match is going to the 18th hole with the Americans one up in that match. But the conditions have been bad. I mean, it's cold. It's in the 40s. It's feeling colder than that, and incredibly windy. That said, the level of play has been astounding. Morgan Pressel and Marina Alex this morning playing alternate shots, shot two under par through 17 holes to win their match 2-1. Suzanne Pettersson this afternoon in four-ball play in one stretch made 5 birdies in 6 holes in these conditions. It's really been phenomenal golf.
It is phenomenal golf. I've been watching it since I got up about 3:30 this morning. And, you know, we always think of the Europeans excelling in the team aspect of the four-ball alternate shot, and then the U.S. having a stronger singles game. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, that's what the stats tell you, is that Europe has the winning record in foursomes and four-ball play, and the United States has the winning record in singles. You know, traditionally the thinking has always been that Europe needs to have a lead going into Sunday. I'm not entirely sure that's going to be the case this year. I felt from the beginning, Danielle, from before I got here, that this was going to be a really close contest decided in the last couple of groups on Sunday. I still feel that way. It's really, no one's able to gain any separation here, and I expect tomorrow to go down to those last couple of matches.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think you're right on and dead on the mark there. With these matches, do we go past 18 if it's all square at 18, or is that just a wash?
No, it's a half match. Yep, it's a half point for each side if a match is. We had yesterday, the United States was looking like they were going to be 3 points down after the first day, and then they stormed back the last two matches of the day. They were 4 down in one, 2 down in the other, came back to have both matches with birdies on the 18th hole to squeak out a half a point when they could have very easily gotten no points out of that.
And I'm watching the Korda sisters, Angel Yin, Altamare. Two of them, of course, are, from what I remember, rookies. Let's go with the Korda sisters first off. One is a rookie. Nelly is the rookie, and her sister, Jessica, has one Solheim Cup under her belt. These two women are playing fantastic. How do they convince their coach to go with them as a pairing?
Well, you know, she's playing them in alternate shot, and Julie's thinking there is, you know, I mean, they know each other's. They've been playing together their entire life. They know each other's game. And in alternate shot, you know, you've got to be in sync with your partner, and they also hit the balls similar distances. They're both long hitters. So Julie was going with it that way. She broke them up in four ball play yesterday, split them up, and they both went out and had their matches. They have 2.5 of the 3 possible points that they could have. They've won for both of them, and they are playing the best golf among the Americans. You know, Danielle, if you look at this team, and we made such a big deal about their 6 rookies on it, and what this says is really how strong the American women's game is right now. Think of some of the names who aren't here: Paula Creamer, Christy Kerr, Angela Stanford, Brittany Lang, Brittany Lincecum, who's on maternity leave, Michelle Wee, who's injured, Jarena Pillar. These are been stalwarts of the U.S. Solheim Cup team for over the last decade, and they're not here. And you know, so in some sense, we're seeing a changing of the guard, and all of these 6 rookies who are on this team earned their way onto the team. They played their way on over the last 2 years.
When we watch a regular LPGA, PGA Tour event, we don't see the emoting that we see on something like the Ryder Cup or the Solheim Cup in this case. And watching Danielle Kang, she seemed to have been just a little perturbed about her performance. Was it the performance or the situation?
Danielle has a lot of attitude about everything, you know. So, you know, she dug a hole for herself early in the week when she gave a radio interview to a local station here, and they asked her, "What's your goal for this week?" And she said, "To make Europe cry."
Oh.
And now then she came into the interview room and she said, "You know, that was a joke." And I get what she meant. I remember, you know, Paul Casey once getting into trouble saying that he hated the Americans. You know, what he meant is he hated them that one week, you know,
yes.
when you're playing them in this intense team competition. And that's what Danielle meant, too. And You know, the media over here jumped on it, you know, and gave her a tough time about it. And there were some people, you know, she was concerned that she might get booed out there and stuff, but we haven't seen any of that. That said, the crowds here are extremely large, extremely passionate. I mean, it is the first tee, both these days has been, it's goosebumps down there. Jammed bleachers, very large bleachers. They're jammed. People are singing and chanting and dancing. And yesterday, people were lined from the first tee all the way down to the green on the left side of the fairway, probably four or five deep. Tens of thousands of people are here.
It's wonderful to see the European enthusiasm for sport, and in particular for the Solheim Cup, for them to come out in these weather conditions with it in the 40s, a cold wind blowing. That takes its toll, certainly, on all of the players. The question also was coming up about slow play that you mentioned earlier. Yeah. Are they going to finish today?
There's a good chance that if the fourth match goes all the way to the 18th hole, and it may not, but if it goes all the way to the 18th hole, they may not finish before dark. But pace of play was slow yesterday, and it really got slower today because the wind just slows everything down. But there were several players put on the clock yesterday, I would say they were at least 45 minutes behind where they thought they would be for the finishing time.
Wow.
So, the United States just went all square in the Lexi Thompson Marina Alex match against Shadoff and Masson. They're going to the 17th hole. So there's a chance right now. The U.S. is leading in three matches, all square in the fourth. There's a chance they could sweep all four matches today.
Wow.
Which would give them a 9.5, 6.5 lead going into singles.
A very comfortable lead going into the all-important singles matches. Stacey Lewis out because of a back injury. She was a captain's pick. Allie McDonald in for her. Allie's doing a very bang-up good job considering it was last minute.
She absolutely did, you know. They threw in there. She's got a couple of points already. And I think in a way, look, if Julie didn't already have five rookies on her team, I think that Allie would have been one of her captain's picks. Because she was the ninth. She was the next person who didn't automatically qualify. But Julie added Morgan Pressel, who's played very, very well, by the way, winning, and Stacey Lewis, because she needed some experience. And then when Stacey had to step aside, she had already put Allie's name in the envelope as the sub. You put a name in the envelope as a sub if there's an injury. So she was that person. But I talked to Julie about this. If she didn't already have five rookies in the team, she would have picked Allie. But she didn't think she could pick a sixth rookie, but she's going to come in here with six rookies, and they're doing really well.
Yeah, they are. Stacey Lewis was walking. I saw her on television in an interview. She's talking about being the assistant captain, and being walking and getting the experience. And she said something interesting. She said, "Well, I think I'll be a captain one day. So this is really good experience for me." Interesting comment from someone, who's in, I guess she is in line to be a captain.
She probably is. You know, that's one of those positions, though, that it's never a good idea to lobby for the job.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like saying you want to be a member of Augusta National. You know, that guarantees you're never going to be a member of Augusta National. So, you know, this was a tough week for her. She came, she hurt her back originally. And, you know, I mean, her whole story is she had scoliosis as a kid. She has a rod in her back. Now, this is not related to that. I've talked to her parents about it several times this week. They're staying in the same hotel that I am. And they think it's just muscular. But she tried to hit balls. She went out and hit balls on Monday. And they could tell that she couldn't do it. So they decided they'd wait till Tuesday morning. And I was on the range. I went out to the range, and there was Allie hitting golf balls in the bay on the range marked Stacey Lewis. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Mm. And Allie just sort of looked and smiled. And then she kept hitting balls. And then about 10 minutes later, I got a text message that was the official announcement from the LPGA that that she was replacing Stacy. Well, she stepped in and done a great job.
Yeah, truly, she has done a great job. And I'm just marveling, too, at the performance of some of the European players. Suzanne Pedersen with Anne Van Dam. Anne has really stepped up, and she's shown herself as to be a very strong competitor.
Yeah, she has. I mean, she's got one of the great swings in all of golf, and she kills the ball. She's leading the tour in driving distance at 285 yards. Hasn't figured out a lot of the other parts of the game yet, but she will get that. Match play can hide a lot of weaknesses, particularly when you in four ball when you got a partner. But in match play, if you hit the ball off the planet, it doesn't hurt you the way it does in stroke play. You just lose one hole. You don't make a seven. Atha Munoz has played very well for them. Charlie Hall's played very well for them. They've been let down by the Swedes. Nordqvist and Hedwald have not played well, and they have traditionally been very, very good Solheim Cup players.
Yeah, I was surprised by Nordqvist. Have you had a chance to talk with any of them?
No, I haven't really. It's one of the things about this event is. It's tough to get access that you normally would because there's a team room and that's closed to the media and the public. They stay in their team hotel that's a separate hotel from where everybody is. So you don't interact with the players as much as you normally get a chance to. Your best shot is on the range, and once competition starts, you really don't want to bother them on the range. And you try to get them a little bit in practice and. Of course, they didn't know in practice that she was going to play badly. So.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Well, it's the luck of the draw and how you're feeling that day. That's what golf's all about, what your body's going to give you, what your mind is going to give you. My computer sometimes shows two matches, and now I'm seeing the four that are still up with the U.S. one up, as you said, in three and all square in one. And it would be really something if we could wrap this up and make it a three-point lead going into singles. You're going to be there the whole time going with us. Any thoughts to wrap up our conversation about this particular Solheim Cup at Glen Eagles when everybody thought, the U.S. has never had a very good record in Scotland. Looks like we're going to, knock wood, do okay.
Yeah, the U.S. is 0-2 in Scotland, but as I said, I do think it's going to go down to the wire tomorrow. But the U.S. is playing well. Look, it would be a fitting tribute to Julie Inkster, who's one of the not only great players of all time, but one of the great people of all time, one of the great ambassadors to the game. She talks over and over and over of the importance of promoting women's golf, not just American golf, but women's golf around the world. And she sees this event as a platform for doing that. Julie's trying to become the only captain to win three times. I'm almost certain that she's not going to captain next time around, that three's enough for her. But it would be, and I think that the players love Julie. I think they're playing very hard for her. I think they'd like to give her that present, give her a third win.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hope we come out victorious, but it's great to see the Europeans in such contention, it being so close for the most part. Ron Cyrak, you can follow Ron at Ron Cyrak. That's on Twitter. And he posted something that was so great. It was the Korda sisters bouncing up and down. That was the happiness.
It's exploded on Twitter. I sent it out and I said, it's too bad. Maybe if the American Ryder Cup players had this sort of passion, they'd do better,
Yes. Yeah, this kind of passion is right. Thanks for being on the show, Ron. A real pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to check out the PGA Tour season is underway. Yes, that's the end of the off season, and now it's the on season. We're going to come back with Dave Shedlosky right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put no high-power equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You know, Michelle Wee's been doing commentary for Golf Channel at Solheim Cup on their television. You can watch it at the Golf Channel is 216 on the, at least here in Hawaii, the channel would be 216 if you're with the cable company that hosts our cable service. So I didn't get to see her because I'd watch it in the evening. It starts at 9 p.m. and then goes until I get up at 3 anyway, and so I'm watching. I never saw her. I didn't hear her, but Mark Rolfing tells me she was doing an excellent job, and it's really cool to see someone with the much heart and compassion and passion that she has playing Solheim Cup, not being able to be there because of her injury, that she got to be there anyway. Dave Shedlosky, Golf World Magazine contributor, author, and editor. His books include My Life Well Played, My Stories by Arnold Palmer, collaborating on the book, and Golden Twilight with Arnold Palmer, a book about Jack Nicklaus. Kevin Chappell is really amazing people, and so is Joaquin Newman and Robbie Sheldon and Scottie Scheffler. All of them, you say, who? Maybe. Yes, this is the PGA Tour. This is the new season. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dave.
Thanks for having me again there, Danielle.
Absolutely. You know, this new season of the PGA Tour underway already, and we're talking about the rookies on Solheim Cup. Here are the rookies on the PGA Tour. Astounding people, but probably somebody who's most astounded is Kevin Chappell with the 59 yesterday after back surgery. This is, well, not his first tournament, but the first PGA tournament. Have you had a chance to talk with him?
Yes. In fact, I spoke with him again this morning, and he was still a little amazed himself at what he was able to do yesterday, given it, you know, it's just his second round of golf on the PGA Tour in 10 months. So, it's a pretty special time for him, and it meant a lot for him to be able to get right back in there and, you know, show himself anyway that, you know, he was ready to play some golf again. And, he's got a chance to win.
He's got a chance to win. Kevin Chappell, Mr. 59, with the PGA Tour record tied 9 straight birdies, 11 total for the round, after shooting a 71. Everybody going very low. He was able to get down in there, not in the lead. That's shared by Niemann and Scheffler and Shelton. They're all in the 60s. What is it about Greenbrier that brings those scores down so low?
Well, I think we had a heavy rain in the afternoon on Wednesday during the Pro-Am, and it was playing very firm. And, I mean, it was just a deluge, and it really softened up the golf course. And then we have had 3 days. I would say this is the windiest of the 3 days today. we just have had no wind those first 2 days. So we've had 462s that we've seen,
yes,
a bunch of 64s, and of course the 59. And it just, you know, it's not really a very hilly course. The greens are receptible. And yet, put no wind out there. I mean, you know what these guys can do.
Yes, exactly. And this is the military tribute at Greenbrier. What happens here with the military and the PGA Tour and the players? Can you set the stage for us a little bit about the mood and the atmosphere?
Yeah, well, of course, we had 9/11 just a few days ago, and there was a ceremony out by the 18th green. You know, there's a good military first responder presence here all week. I had a great talk with a Lieutenant Colonel Sonny Mitchell this morning. She plays for Army Golf, and that's sort of the Army's golf team. Lee Trevino at one point played on the Marine Corps golf team, by the way. Didn't even know that. I had forgotten that, actually. But you know, they're here all week. They're honoring the military. You walk from the hotel down to the golf course, and they have all this signage that's basically a remembrance walk of the 9/11 attacks and the heroes that day, the first responder heroes, and so forth. And it's just very much all the way around honoring our first responders and military in many different ways.
That's beautiful. You know, you talk about, I have to mention this, I didn't know there was a golf team on our various services. There's the Marine,
yes,
team, right? So there's the qualifier.
The Marine Corps team, yep.
Yeah, the Marine Corps team qualifier in Hawaii is coming up in October at the Kaneohe, yep, Marine Corps Air Station's golf course, the Clipper. And so, you know, I was talking to a gentleman from there, Mr. Kashiwai, about that. I said, a Marine Corps team? I had no idea. And so anybody who does really well here will get to go to the qualifier in the mainland and possibly play golf for the Marines. Awesome.
That's right. And they do, sort of an intramilitary contest tournament. And then they also every 4 years sort of have their own kind of version of golf Olympics against militaries of other countries. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Speaking of other countries, Joaquin Niemann, I don't know very much about him. From Chile, he was, the number one amateur in the world for a year before turning professional. Did he go to college in the States?
He did not. He was 19 when he turned professional almost 2 years ago, and he did win that Latino America amateur that the Augusta National sponsors. He came right on the PGA Tour last year with some sponsor exemptions and played very well. He got his card just the way we saw Matthew Wolf and Colin Morikawa did this past season. And he didn't have a great season last season, but he did play well here in 2018 when they had it in July. And the kid's got so much talent. He's 20 years old and barely, you know, almost 21. And obviously got a pretty bright future because, you know, he's got a lot. I'll tell you what, he's got a little savvy in him. He really has some great short game shots and shots from trouble positions. And he putts well. So, I mean, I think it's only a matter of time before you're going to hear a lot more about the kid.
Yeah, that's exciting to know that there's a savvy with the imagination and the gumption to take on those shots that some people wouldn't even think is possible. Scottie, yeah, Scheffler and Robbie Shelton, they're both very much Korn Ferry Tour products, and they went right through it and right shot up to the top, and now they're in the PGA Tour, and they're contending. Obviously, there's a lot of strength in golf on all levels.
Well, there is, and I mean, you take a look at somebody like Scottie Scheffler, who kind of paid his dues for 2 years, but has just played so strongly all year. He won both the regular season and the Korn Ferry Finals money list. So he's got the full exemption to the PGA Tour. And Robbie Shelton, of course, he paid his dues on both the Canadian Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour and won twice himself last year. So, you know, these guys, I mean, they were good college players, obviously. So they just needed maybe a little more seasoning than, say, Colin Morikawa or Matthew Wolf or say, Jordan Spieth before them or what have you. But and Victor Hovland, who's here, you know, also eventually you know, got his tour card in, you know, through the Korn Ferry Finals while almost getting it on the PGA Tour in five exemptions. So, you know, these kids with this talent, I mean, maybe it takes a year or two, maybe it takes more, but, I mean, if you've got game, there's no way they can keep you out the PGA Tour. And especially in this case of Scottie Scheffler, he's just carrying over. He's just been hot all year. And, you know, it's sort of that famous line, you shoot a certain number, it doesn't matter what tour you're on. If you shoot 68 and 68 is a good number on the Korn Ferry Tour, it's also a good number on the PGA Tour. It's a good number on whatever tour you can think about or whatever the number is. It doesn't matter, you know, how you do it. Just the numbers are always, if you shoot good numbers, they're going to matter on, the, you know, whatever tour you're playing.
Yeah. And there's another young man out there in this mix, and he won the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, Sungjae Im. First rookie to make the FedEx Cup Tour Championship. That was pretty amazing.
He's not the first rookie, but he was the first Asian rookie, Asian Rookie of the Year, and the first to make it there. There have been a few rookies that have gotten through there. I mean, famously, Tiger Woods did it way back in the day before even the FedEx Cup stuff. But, I'll tell you what, he's a hard-nosed kid who plays a lot. And, in fact, his caddy was on Kevin Chappell. His caddy last year was on Kevin Chappell's bag yesterday. He played so much that the caddy, who has two smaller children, he didn't want to caddy 30-some events, you know, during the season. And so he, you know, gave up the bag to Steve Pepsi Hale, who, of course, caddied at one time for Keegan Bradley. And so... So Sungjae has a new caddy, but a veteran caddy, and I mean, he does have a lot of talent, but he also, man, he's a grinder, and he didn't win last year, but I'm not sure he's not going to win pretty soon. And he starts with a hole in one of the very first round of the year, so that was pretty.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was not bad. Not a bad way to start with your new caddy. So
you know, and how many? Was it 34 tournaments he played over the season?
I think so.
Yeah, an incredible
number.
He
just plays every week.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
and the caddy, Brian Vranish, who was a former tour pro, by the way, a former PGA tour pro for a few years. He's been a good friend of Kevin Chappell for a number of years when they played together on what was then the Nationwide Tour back in the day. And, you know, once Brian decided he needed, you know, a few more weeks at home with his kids, he reached out to Kevin, and Kevin gave him a job, and not a bad way to go, 59 in their second round together. So that's a pretty cool story, too.
It is a cool. There is so many stories on the PGA Tour with so much travel in the LPGA Tour that it's the family and the people that work together, or the circus, as some people call it. The circus has come to town. It's a real bonding within the organization, the caddies and the players. But I just wanted to wrap up Sungjae with this. He said his goal wasn't to make the tour championship. His goal was to survive the first year.
Well, yeah, and he did both, I guess.
Yes. I mean, just to survive the first year. Speaking of players of, what were your thoughts when Rory McIlroy won the vote, PGA Tour Player of the Year?
Well, my thought was a little bit of surprise. I thought Brooks deserved it based on the fact that, you know, each with three wins, one guy's got a major, one guy did win the regular season points race, which is now called the Wyndham Rewards. And that was also Brooks Koepka when they're talking about consistency throughout a season. Brooks in the regular season actually finished ahead of Rory. So, and of course, then the major championship record, which some people almost want to, like, discount. And it's like, no, you don't discount the majors. Those count for more. They've always have. And so I was a little bit surprised by it. And frankly, out here at the Greenbrier, there were a number of players that were also surprised by the result of the vote. And that's not to say that, they actually disagreed with it so much as they just thought that it was, you know, pretty obvious that Brooks was probably going to win it. And, let's face it, Rory's reaction, if you saw it on Twitter and whatever that the tour had out there, that video of Jack giving him the trophy, even Rory was surprised by it. So It's interesting from the standpoint of, you know, we don't know how people voted. We haven't seen vote totals. And Rory himself even voted for Brooks. So I guess in the balance, what I'm trying to say is I think we're a little surprised. It's not that Rory isn't deserving. We just thought Brooks probably had a little better season.
Yeah. It was a great video. I think it was the best trophy presentation and reaction I've ever seen. Because Rory's holding his arms up on the video. You've got to find it. It's PGA Tour on Twitter, and he's going, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah,
I would have.
He was shocked.
Yes, he was shocked.
Yes.
Then there's Tiger Woods dropping a little hint. He was doing a blog for the PGA Tour. He signs it, Tiger Woods, U.S. team captain, President's Cup. But then it scratched out the captain, and then he put in playing captain. Did you see that?
I did, and there's some people who said that he's always done that. It's not really anything new.
Oh.
It's not necessarily. I thought it was, too, but they're saying, no, he's been doing that a little bit here and there, so it's not really dropping the hint that people thought. But it's still funny that that's there, because it's obvious that's his goal, is to be the playing captain. And I think the PGA Tour and, a lot of other constituencies in Melbourne and so forth would definitely love to see Tiger Woods the playing captain as opposed to the captain. So it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, I think, for them to say that he's not going to play. I think the assistant captains will take their lead from what Tiger has to say about it, how he feels about it. And, look, frankly, at the end of the day, I would be more shocked if he didn't play. I'd be more shocked by that than Rory winning Player of the Year. So. How's that?
That's great. Dave Shedlowski, a Golf World magazine contributor, a Golf Digest, and author, two books that you need to get. One is My Life Well Played, My Stories, by Arnold Palmer, of course, with Dave Shedlowski, and Golden Twilight with Arnold Palmer again, this one about Jack Nicklaus. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and visit with somebody who's going to be a PGA ambassador for Executive Global Tours. You could go on a tour and experience all kinds of things. But I need to catch you up on something. And I was taken by surprise when I realized that, you know, they're selling Halloween candy in stores. I'm like, do you realize the holidays are coming? And of course, with those holidays come all the people you love, and you want to have them join you at your holiday parties. Is your house ready? Of course, for the traffic is the next question. The traffic through the house, the spills, the accidents that come with the holiday parties. Are your carpets ready for the onslaught? Go to Bougainville Flooring Superstore, because they're having the Bougainville Flooring Superstore fall sale. They've got easy to install dent resistance vinyl. That's vinyl planking. Stain resistant, easy clean carpets on sale next weekend, September 20th and the 21st. They have over 1,000 carpet remnants on sale and a price match guarantee. Porcelain tile tools and installation and supplies and people who are willing and able to answer your questions. It's the Bougainville Flooring Superstore Fall Flooring Sale. Just off Bougainville, near the NEX. Lots of free, easy parking. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ron Mintz, PGA Ambassador, Executive Global Tours. Ron Mintz, golf analyst and writer, weekly guest on Hank Haney's show, and most of the Sirius, XM PGA Tour radio shows. He's written for Sporting News, My Golf Daily, Fansided, and other media outlets, and frequently a guest on many golf radio stations, radio shows. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thank you, Danielle. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. So after 35 years in the corporate world, you jumped into golf. Had you been playing golf? What made you jump into golf after 35 years in the corporate world?
Oh, I played since I was 5 years old and tried to turn pro after college, but just got married and had a family and realized that I probably should get a real job.
Ah, yes.
Support them. So, but in my corporate job, actually, I reached the executive level of a major corporation, and one of my duties was to entertain clients. So I played golf 2 or 3 days a week in that position as well. So golf's been a part of my life. It's been a passion. My dad and I played together growing up, and, you know, I grew up idolizing Arnie and Jack and Gary and Billy Casper and all the greats. And I've just studied the game my whole life, and I just fell into media by accident. I was on Twitter after I took early retirement, and I thought, well, I didn't really know what Twitter was, but I realized everybody had a niche on there, and I thought, well, the only two things I really know about are business and golf. So I chose to write about golf, just posting stats. The next thing I know, Hank Haney's calling me, wanted me on his radio show, and I actually thought it was a joke. But it turned out to be real, and that was in 2014. And it's turned into a full-time job since then, just by accident. But it's one I've certainly enjoyed.
Yeah, you were on every Wednesday. And just listen to this about Ron Mintz. He actually predicted on the first show with Hank Haney that Jordan Spieth would not only win the Masters, but also the U.S. Open. And last year he predicted Francesco Molinari would win. Do you follow the stats so much that you can get that kind of insight?
I do. I've always studied stats, and I was on Hank's show, the one you mentioned. The first one was November 19th of 2014. Had no idea what we were going to talk about, and so I just prepared for everything. But I had already done my research for the majors the next year, so this was 6 months before the Masters. It sort of shocked me, he asked me. So when I told him, Jordan, the way Hank is, he wants you to back it up with facts. And I had plenty of facts. I had the stats, and I convinced him. But when I told him he was going to win the next tournament 2 months later at Chambers Bay, he thought I was crazy. And I had all the information there because Jordan's probably the only player at that time had ever played the course as a junior. And his caddy, when he won a tournament there as a junior, was a part-time caddy at Chambers Bay and a part-time school teacher, and now we know who that is, Michael Greller, who's still Jordan's caddy, and nobody knew the course better than Michael. No one ever played it. It was a course built to host a U.S. Open. Ron Reed with USGA had been trying to get them to have an Open in the northwestern United States, so this course was built for that purpose, and it really wasn't ready, as we found out, but Jordan pulled it off the Dustin, but at Dustin's expense, when he three-putted 18, Jordan had the win. So, yeah, I predicted the first two majors, and that sort of got my name out there. But I was very confident, and it wasn't just – I don't tell people I don't pick with my heart because I don't gamble. I just pick with facts, and that's the way I've done it.
If you're following Tiger Woods with his stats, what do you see for the coming year?
Well, it all depends on his health. You know, I think that's the big question right now. I think we all knew, at least in the media, that he didn't look right. He didn't look healthy. It wasn't necessarily his back, but I thought his stamina had just left him. And he kept reminding us each week. He said, you know, I never know when I wake up in the morning if I'm going to be stiff or not. And so we knew something was wrong, and then we find out about the knee surgery. Not that that was a big deal. He's had it done many times, but it's like Tiger says, he doesn't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. I think it depends on his health. Can he still play? Definitely. I've learned never to bet against Tiger. I had predicted in columns of the Sporting News 2 years ago that he would never win another tournament, let alone a major. And so he proved me wrong, and but I was happy he did.
Yeah.
So I hope he does well, but I think everybody's just waiting to see how healthy he is when he plays in Japan next month.
Yeah, it's interesting. What he says is something that's echoed by so many people who are getting in there. You know, for him, it's in his 40s, but most people in their 50s are starting to say, I never know how I'm going to feel. I wake up in the next morning and all of a sudden I'm sore in a place I don't know why. You know, it's not like I did something. It's just you never know what kind of aches and pains you're going to wake up with. You just have to deal with that. So what Tiger Woods said is, you know, for him and all the surgeries he's gone through, it's not unexpected that he'd be waking up wondering, okay, how do I feel today? You know, what part of me is okay and what part of me isn't? What do I play to? I got to ask you about Hank Haney and his show. Of course, have you talked to him? Does he want to be back on the air?
I have talked to him. I don't think he'd come back to Sirius, obviously. I don't know why they haven't announced it, although it may not be final, but it certainly looks like he's gone.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's had other offers to do other shows, so I expect he'll be back on the air. I don't know when or where, but yeah, he's doing well, and of course, you know, it was an unfortunate incident. I know exactly how it happened because I did that show every Wednesday that it happened on, except his partner Steve Johnson was there that day, and he simply asked Hank a question he wasn't prepared for. We never talked about the LPGA. We had guests from the LPGA on, but we never predicted who was going to win that week, and I couldn't have told you who was going to win, even though that's what I do. I just don't have time to follow the LPGA like I do the PGA Tour. So
yeah, it's a full-time job.
Hank, yeah, I've known Hank for years, and he doesn't have a racist or a sexist bone in his body, and you know, it was just unfortunate for everyone, but yeah, he's still out there, and he's still in demand, and he's doing well.
Good. Ron Mintz is now the PGA Ambassador, Executive Global Tours. And I was thinking, Ron, what a fabulous way to share your expertise in the game, because everybody playing golf wants to talk with you about, you know, stats and the people you've met and the game that you've played and how, you know, tips on how to get better and what they should be focusing on. And then to add to that, you get to go traveling. How bad can that be?
Well, I was surprised by the offer and the call. I didn't know they'd been watching me for some time online and on radio. They were looking for someone to represent the company. And even though they did golf tours, it seems, from what I've understood, most of their tours were led by non-professional golfers. They used athletes from baseball, football, soccer, tennis, and some of their owners are actually former Notre Dame football players and NFL Hall of Famers. So when we started talking, they said they want to take golf to the next level in their company. and have professional golfers or legends of the game leading tours, which I totally agree with. So that's my focus, to help them make contact and arrange for, like I say, legends of the game. They're currently talking with Colin Montgomery, Paul McGinley, Thomas Bjorg has worked with them, and they're looking at putting more golf tours like the Ryder Cup, a day at the Ryder Cup, in tournaments like that. I know I was invited to play in the Pro-Am at the Portugal Masters, and I know Sergio's playing in that tournament. So, yeah, I think my role there is to get more professionals involved, legends of the game leading tours, and they're a great organization. I did my due diligence, and I'm very proud to be associated with.
Yeah, so I would love to go on a tour with Thomas Bjorn or Colin Montgomery or any of them from the European Tour, because they have such a laid-back way about them. And they, you could walk in to a pub with them after a round and just hang out and talk. I feel like that's what they would do.
Oh, it's wonderful. I get back to my corporate life. We had a contest for our sales reps, and the 12 winners got a trip to Pebble Beach, and they got to play at least four holes each with Johnny Miller.
Oh, wow.
We had three groups, and I had one of the reps tell me that, and my rep that went was a pretty good golfer, and about a one handicap, and I don't know which par three it was, but he stuck his shot about 2 feet from the hole, and he turned to Johnny, and he pulled out a dollar bill and told Johnny Miller, he said, if you can put it inside that, I'll give you this dollar. Well, Johnny got up there and knocked it about 6 inches from the hole and grabbed that dollar out of my sales rep's hand. So, I mean, those kind of experiences, you can't, they're worth whatever it costs, and it's something you'll remember forever. So that's what we're trying to do, is not just have a round of golf and an experience like you mentioned, getting to know the player. Johnny could not have been a better host. He was remarkable, and it was a side of him, we didn't see on TV, but he's a gentleman and an ambassador for the game.
Absolutely. Ron Mintz, PGA Ambassador, Executive Global Tours. So you're going to be bringing in people from various legends of the game. Then you would go on a tour with them and play various golf courses? Is that the plan?
Mostly, the plan is if I bring in a legend from golf, I'll accompany them, hopefully play with them. And we're talking to some very big names right now. I don't like to mention someone until the ink's dry.
But, absolutely. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're looking at trips to Scotland, Ireland, England, Wales, Spain, Portugal, France, Italy. And then I've also talked to them just yesterday about, well, why don't we do trips to the United States with famous courses here that we can have access to? Some are member only, but we're looking at, like I said, a Ryder Cup, which returns to the United States next year, and then do a President's Cup trip every other year. So we're thinking outside the box and not just looking at Europe, but looking all over the world, and maybe in Hawaii, Danielle.
That would be fabulous, Ron. You're welcome.
Well,
thank you.
It's a lovely place, and we work with the directors of tourism for every country, and if it wasn't for them, we couldn't put these things together. So it's a joint effort between Exec Global Tours and all the country's tourism bureaus.
Excellent. Ron Mintz, PGA Ambassador, Exec Global Tours. He's written for many sporting outlets and a veteran golf analyst and writer. Be a pleasure hearing from you again whenever you've got the ink dry on some of that paperwork and you've got some plans to go.
Well, I'd love to, Daniel. I followed you for years. I think we even talked at one time a few years ago about me coming on, and I think we had a scheduling problem, but your show is one of the best out there. It's been around, well, you tell me, it was 20-some years.
Yes, sir.
and
21st year.
Daniel Tucker's a legend of the game. We may have you accompany a tour one day.
Wouldn't I love that? Thank you, Ron, very much for being a guest today. And I look forward to talking to you in the future.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Okay, I've been telling you about, you know, the holidays are coming. The holidays are coming. Is your house ready for the onslaught, the traffic, and the possible nightmares of the spills and things that you find the next morning? You know, so you maybe even thinking about, gee, you know, I'd really like I have, love to switch out the carpeting. Maybe I don't want to have carpet anymore. Maybe I need to just have regular floor. Maybe that fabulous planking that looks like wood. I mean, it looks like wood, but you don't have to take care of it like wood. We're going to talk next with the man who's got all the answers to these questions after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Bougainville Flooring Superstore with Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. Carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleansers, whole lot more. You got to go in Bougainville Flooring near the NEX because they're having their sale next weekend. It's September 21st and the 20th. On the 20th, I'll be on the air and I'll be telling you all about it, that you got to go in. But right now we want to tell you about it too. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And walking into the clubhouse now, because we, you know, it's radio and we can create these visuals. Rocky Rapata, sales manager of Bougainville Flooring Superstore. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I look at my carpet and it's been my carpet for a long time and I love it. It serves me well and it's been serving me well for a long time. But I see some spots, you know, some places where it's getting a little balding in places. Yeah. Does one describe a carpet as getting balding? And I'm wondering, you know, do I love carpeting because it feels so comfy and it kind of is good for acoustics. It makes everything kind of cozy. On this, you know, at the same, I've got relatives who say, oh, no, it's you can't have carpeting. You must have flooring because, you know, people are really, you know, crazy about it when they go to that side of the world of no carpeting. So I wonder, well, then I hear about Bougainville Flooring Superstore, and now you're having a sale. I think, oh, I should go in. And yet I know nothing. You know, I don't know anything about what I should be looking for or what I need. So if I were to come into the store, Rocky, you know, would there be somebody who could, like, help me see what's, you know, expensive, if I could afford it, what's moderately, you know, what's reasonable but good?
Yeah, of course. So, like, you know, our job as a flooring specialist store is basically to help anybody who has a knowledge or no knowledge at all about flooring. And, you know, for people who don't know a lot about flooring, which is most people, that would be a little weird if you were an expert in flooring. But you come in, and we're there to basically help you and educate you and know more about your flooring, which, I mean, honestly, a lot of stores don't do because they don't have the time or the people to do it. And we're all flooring experts here. So our job is to make sure we ask you the questions, to make sure we know what your lifestyle is about and how your home is like. And then we can kind of give you different options in, you know, different price ranges so that you can select which is best for you. And, you know, a lot has changed in the past, you know, like 20 years since people have bought flooring or carpet. And even like carpet for, like you were saying with your carpet, my mom and dad has had their carpet for like 30 years, I think, as old as I am.
Right.
And they haven't changed it, right? And it still looks pretty good, but like it's a lot different now. The carpet is just, it's way better. It's softer. It's a lot more stain resistant. Most carpets that we carry are stain resistant against like fading, which is a big thing in wood. So even for cleaning, it's a lot easier. It's resistant to all stains, some carpet. So as far as maintenance, it's way better now. But you were talking about like the acoustics, and if you have, if you're worried about acoustics or just, you know, hard surface where it's hard on your feet, which for a lot of people in Hawaii, you know, you walk with bare feet, so it tends to affect your feet. What you can do is, if you get hard surface, you can put area rugs, which we have a really large selection of, and basically this helps the acoustics. And I mean, honestly, cleaning hard surface over a carpet is way different, right? Like, way easier. So most people will rather have the ability to clean the mess on hard surface than carpet. But in Hawaii, a lot of people still do go with carpet because we go barefoot in the house.
Yeah, right. So the stuff I've been talking about this morning, that you walk in, you go, wow, that is a beautiful wooden floor. It's incredible. It doesn't have a scratch on it. I mean, it's in beautiful, but it's not wood.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
So, like, you know, a lot of people kind of know about this. Waterproof flooring is basically the future of flooring. And it's just because it looks good now. You know, before people used to have, you know, sheet vinyl that looks like wood, but it wasn't, it looked fake. You know, you can tell it was like a cheaper product.
Yes.
And it didn't look real, like real wood. Now, when you come into our showroom, and I would invite everybody to come to our showroom to kind of look at it because we have all the samples on the ground. It looks amazing. That's the reason why people have gone to waterproof wood, because not only does it perform and it's really low maintenance, but it looks gorgeous. So you can have people come into your home and be like, oh my God, like your floor is amazing. But for you, you don't have to worry as much about the you know, it getting stained or it getting ruined by water. Also, it's a lot more resilient against the scratching and the denting and everything.
Yeah.
We actually have a product that has a dent warranty, which is, so it's dent proof, but it's the first product of any product on the market that has that, which is amazing. And it's from Pergo.
And that's the dent resistant final planking that I've been talking about?
Yes, it is. And we have it right in the front of our showroom, so it has the most traffic. I mean, we even have a demonstration where you drop this big steel ball, lead ball, on it from like 8 feet, and it doesn't dent. It's pretty amazing. So,
and you'll walk me through the store and show me what I need, or if what if I, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this, and frankly, I'm a little overwhelmed by moving all my furniture. Can you direct me to people who have done this a lot and could help me do it?
Of course, we have a list of licensed contractors that specialize in installing flooring, and we've worked with them for quite a bit of time. So, like, we know they do good work. They've been vetted by us, and they are separate from us. They're not, like, our employees, but we have a great relationship with them. If you don't have anybody, even if you have somebody, like, that's perfect because, I mean, we just sell materials.
Right.
Even for the person who thinks they're a little bit handy, like, you'd be amazed at how easy some of the vinyl and waterproof flooring is to install. So basically, like, if you're pretty handy yourself, you could potentially install yourself. And we have all the tools that you need to install it. We have all the floor prep to do a great base to your floor. And then we also have all the help that you would need, like, as far as installation instructions, any kind of specs, or even videos, you know, for you to help you on your journey to install your floor.
It's fantastic. This is Rocky Rapata. He's the sales manager, Bougainville Flooring Superstore. And next weekend, September 20th and 21st, they have their sale. It's the Bougainville Flooring Superstore Fall Sale. You can get everything we've been talking about and even that 1,000 carpet remnants that are on sale. You go check it out. And they've got the price match guarantee. Go in to Bougainville Flooring Superstore Fall Flooring Sale. They're just off Bougainville, real close to the NEX. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm feeling much more confident about doing my floors.
No, thank you for having me, and I love your show. I actually really like your voice. You have a really great voice.
You're wonderful. Thank you, Rocky.
All right, thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and get back out to Scotland and the Solheim Cup. And, you know, Louise Mayer is our European representative because, of course, she grew up in the UK and she lives in Scotland. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative
Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post correspondent at Solheim Cup 2019. Boy, welcome into the clubhouse, Louine.
Oh, thank you so much.
Any
invitation indoors is welcome at the moment. I don't know whether you've seen the weather here. It's pouring with rain. We've had gusts of up to 40 miles an hour, and finally they've finished today. If you know, the score is 8-all.
It's 8-all. You know, I wanted to ask you because earlier in the show, I was following the scoring, and then I had guests from other parts of the world of golf. And so I was thinking, what is the score? And I refreshed my computer. It tells me it's 8-7, but there seems to have been, you know, some. So we finished all the matches for the day, and we're tied. We're all square.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And we've come, I mean, the most amazing match was the one in which Georgia Hall and Caroline Boutier, they were as many as, I think, four down at one time, maybe more. I can't see the board from here, but they've come back and they've won the last two holes. Absolutely amazing. So they got a win out of that, and it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful result.
Yes.
First, obviously.
You know, the one thing that I see in this particular, you know, 2 years ago, I was reading some of our notes, you know, 2 years ago when the U.S. team swept the afternoon four balls, you know, and the Europeans were having a hard time. This year, it seems like it's much more equal in strength. Both sides are very strong going up against each other.
Oh, they really are. I mean, it's been unutterably close. And it nearly was a case, this was nearly the first series in the whole of the Solheim Cup years that was heading to go for every match to finish at the 18th. But in fact, Salas and Daniel Kang won two up. And so the last match didn't go to the 18th. But it has been incredibly close. You're so right.
And wonderful to watch on television. But what blows my mind is the weather conditions. That, you know, we look at the wind, but then I heard the temperatures are in the 40s.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's been incredibly cold. And, you know, Julian, I think when she spoke to us, she was, before she came over, she was saying how worried she was, you know, because the rookies weren't used to these kind of conditions. And, of course, we're well used to the conditions like this over here. But, I mean, my goodness, she's well prepared for a Scottish summer, Julie, so because they've got, you know, hand warmers, they've got earmuffs, they've got coats, they've got overcoats even. And the overcoats, would you believe, are lined in sort of some kind of the kind of tin foil or that kind of material that you wrap around people who've got hypothermia.
Ah, that is so smart. But, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I was looking at the hand warmers on them and they're wearing, you know, like they're carrying them on their backs. It's wrapped around them so they can easily accessible and not yet not in the way. And I was thinking, that's what I call planning. I would never have thought of hand warmers unless, of course, you've done your research about how the Scottish summers into fall can turn, you know, I don't want to say ugly because it's so beautiful to look at from the safe distance of a television set, watching everybody else. The number of spectators that are out there is truly amazing in those conditions.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. But what you've got to remember is we showed all the visitors proper summer yesterday. I mean, it was the most wonderful sunny day yesterday. You know, the morning light was such as to have all the photographers absolutely drooling over their pictures. I mean, some fantastic shots of the sun coming up over Glen Eagles. I mean, it really was so beautiful, and it actually got reasonably warm. So
what is
really nasty.
Louine, what is reasonably warm?
Well, I would say 60, maybe 60 degrees.
You know, I wouldn't mind 60 degrees considering we've had this heat spell. 92 degrees is not unusual, and that is extremely unusual for us in Hawaii. Over 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it seems like it's 92, 92, 91, 94, 93. And I was looking outside going, the weather is spectacular. It's beautiful. Look at that. There's a blue sky and the clouds are gone and the trees aren't moving at all. We have absolutely no wind. The humidity is high. So it's nice indoors, kind of like what you said. It's good coming inside to take a rest from the wind. We're talking with Lewin Mayer. She's at Solheim Cup 2019 and the score is tied. 8-all, and we're going into singles matches tomorrow. Before we talk about what you think the strengths are of each team going in singles matches or who the strongest are, I have a picture on my Facebook page that I posted. It's not something I took. It's a picture of Glen Eagles, the hotel.
Yes.
That is the most formidable, amazing, gorgeous structure. In the midst of all this, is it gorse? What is surrounding? It's just beautiful. The setting is overwhelming in a way when you look at it.
Oh, there's nothing quite like it, and absolutely amazing. And a lady, I think she was an American lady, went out to the information kiosk in the middle of the Tenantin Village here earlier today, and she said, how do I get inside the Glen Eagles Hotel? I want to have a look round. And so I think they looked at her, you know, in surprise, thinking, you know, well, she's come to watch the golf. I don't think she can expect to get in there. But off she went and came back about an hour later, and not only had she been shown round, but she'd been given a whiskey.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss. When you don't, you know, she doesn't know she's not supposed to ask.
Well, I just thought there are probably 99,000 other people who would love to have had the guts to do the same as she did.
Yes.
But I don't suppose they'd all have got a whiskey.
When was that built?
I don't know, but it was one of the old railway hotels, so it's been going for ages, and then it was sort of used, I think, as a hospital during the war years, and then it's been, you know, it was in several different hands, and then suddenly it was, you know, they've redone it, and it's absolutely, you know, since they've done that, it's just absolutely spectacular. It's you love the carpets, Daniel.
Yes, I would love.
I know you're talking about carpets, and you're obviously an expert. But,
no, I would love the carpets.
If you walk along the corridors, they look as though they're worn, but it's just a very clever sort of pattern on the carpet, which gives a sort of shabby chic look.
Shabby
but
chic.
If you didn't have good eyesight, you might think that they were genuinely worn. I'm just putting my thumbs up to Georgia Hall because she's just come in soaked to the skin, having got a half with having got a point. They had a wonderful win, as I just said earlier on.
Yes,
you know, having been a sort of four or even five down earlier on, and to come back and win the last two holes and win the match was just absolutely spectacular.
It is spectacular because for a while, the U.S. team was up in three matches in square when just an hour ago when we were first talking this morning about the Solheim Cup 2019. We're talking with Global Golf Post, Lewin Mayer, and we're talking about, of course, the singles now because it's 8-8, which is so unusual in any of these competitions for it to go into. We're all even here. The Europeans need to get 14.5 points to win. The U.S. team needs 14 points to hold on to the cup. So we're going into singles. Who do you think has the strength to pull this one off?
Well, I mean, the Americans are usually sort of favorite. I think they usually do better than we do in the singles. But, you know, we've got, I mean, I tell you, last time I was on the show, we were discussing Suzanne Pettersson, I think, you know, and I was surprised that I think most of us were surprised that she'd get a pick. And I think Katrina gave her a pick on account of the fact that she's quite scary. And she's been pretty good here. She really has. So I wouldn't be surprised if we did get a point from her in the singles. I think we can, another one. Anne Van Damme is good. She's got all the confidence in the world. I'm not so sure about Jodie Hewitt. She's been playing okay, but she's not, you know, she has had this back problem, and we were seeing her being getting sort of physio at the start, so I don't know how, you know, how good she is. I think we'll get points from Georgia Hall and Charlie Howell and Boutier, who's been an absolute sensation. She's been terrific. And then Saganda is another one. I think we could do not badly, you know, this time.
Exactly.
I think we might, you know, look, you know, I'm just looking at the names and everything, and we might be all right. I don't know. I'd say it's very even. It's going to be a thrilling day.
It is going to be a thrilling day.
Thrilling.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought up Boutier's name, because she has been, as a rookie, you know, we were talking about the rookies, but the rookies don't seem to be all that rookie. They're doing a really good job.
But she's more rookie than most, you know, in that Boutier has not, you know, hasn't been long in America, because she told me when I spoke to her at Woven during the British Open that she didn't really, you know, she hadn't got to know many of the R players who were out on the LPGA tour. And, you know, she was hoping she would be, you know, feel at home in the team. And she has. And she's been, you know, at Welcome Square, the captain's been very good in making her feel so at home. And she certainly rewarded the captain for that treatment, because she's been absolutely terrific here.
And let's talk a little bit about the U.S. team. With Danielle Kang getting in so much trouble with her statement about, what did she say? She hated the Europeans?
she just said that she expected to get booed and everything.
Yes, she expected to get booed. But she did have a hard time the first couple of, it seemed like day and a half, it seemed.
Yes. Well, I think they've been very kind to her, actually. I mean, you know, she got the press she deserved. I heard her up, you know, in the press room, and she was saying these things, and you could just see the press eyes lighting up as they realized that, you know, our tabloids were never going to let any of that go. And, you know, she wanted to make people cry, you know.
That's what she said.
She just got a bit carried away with it all.
Yes, we want to make them cry. Yes. And it is part of the, you know, the egging on of the other side. But when you do that, you definitely have to be ready to stand up to whatever comes at you after that.
You're so right with that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And I noticed that her game was a little off, and she was just a little upset with herself, it seemed, rather than the circumstances that she created. More than anything, she was upset with her performance. I see us doing really well with Lexi Thompson, as long as her putter is on,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the Korda sisters.
Now, the Korda sisters, yes, they've been absolutely, you know, together, they were absolutely brilliant. You know, you got more out of them than they could possibly have given. It was just sensational. I'm just looking for the word, which is you get more out of something than you can hope for. But it was just that they were brilliant together. And, you know, they just know each other so well. And, you know, I think it was Nelly that was saying, well, she's my best friend. And, she, you know, that's, we just get on so well. And it's perfect, because, you know, whenever you play foursomes, you're always worried about letting your partner down. But they didn't play together. You know, Julie Ingstad was happy for them to play together in foursomes, not so happy about the four balls. You know, I think she just didn't want to risk too much, but they, you know, she felt they deserved the chance to play together in the foursomes, and, you know, it was a great call. They were terrific.
They were terrific. I saw a video of them dancing. They have so much positive energy between them, you know, just this electricity, so excited. That there's a magic to this. Yes, sorry.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just sisters hitting it off is absolutely, you know, you do get something extra. I think it's wonderful.
And your fans are great. You know, the European fans.
The fans are, yes, they've been absolutely wonderful. I mean, you know, it can't be much fun, you know, spending the whole day outside. You know, we at least can come back to base at times. But they I mean, you should have seen them on the in the tented village having their lunch. I mean, they were having to juggle umbrellas and not just umbrellas, beer glasses, coffee cups, crisp packets, Scottish pastures. You know, they had as many difficult decisions to make as the players. I think it really was quite tough being a spectator.
Just navigating their way through the ups and downs of being at a golf tournament with the wind blowing 40 miles an hour and the temperature being in the 40s.
Well, that's right. But I tell you what, the fish and chips they had on the table didn't half look good. The rain came down and the wind battered them. It was just marvelous sight.
Thank you so much. Any final thoughts before we close?
Any final things?
Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us before we close?
My final thought is you just have to watch tomorrow because it's going to be, I mean, who can say what's going to be happening? It's so thrillingly poised. And as you say, it's so even. I just can't wait to watch it myself, and I'm sure you're going to be the same.
Yes. You know, here we DVR it because it starts at 9 p.m. and goes till 7 a.m. It has at least over. And so, I get up at 3. I can't watch the early part. Bottom line is you need to tune in to Golf Channel because it's on Golf Channel. Golf Channel is 216, and you'll really enjoy it. That's Spectrum's service. I don't know all the others, if there are any others still. 216 on Spectrum, that's Golf Channel, and a C, Solheim Cup 2019. The score is 8-8. And that's really unusual. We're going into singles matches. Again, Europe needs 14.5 points, and you get a half point if it's tied all square at the end. What do you think about it being no longer all square? Just 30 seconds, now that we have to say tied instead of all square. Does it bother you?
Hello, I'm losing you, Danielle. I don't know why, but the line is going.
Okay, well then we'll say goodbye and thank you so much for being on the show. Aloha. And the Golf Club is made possible by these great people. Bougainville Flooring, the superstore with Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. Carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout cleaners, whole lot more. You should stop in at Bougainville Flooring near the NEX and get ready for next weekend's Bougainville Flooring Superstore Fall Sale. That's next weekend. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. In addition, Rainer Doors. If you call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, and you install a Rainer door in your garage and make it fantastically secure, as Rainer Doors is the only door that protects the Lamborghini showroom, you will increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. So make that return on your investment. Install a Rainer door. Their number is 676-3667. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, your home after the water is gone, you're stuck. What you need to do is, if anything like this happens, immediately, don't hesitate. I mean, call 911 if there's a problem. But immediately after that, call Oahu Extraction 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 330-6212. You should put that in a refrigerator. 808-330-6212. That's OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing. No project is too big. Whether a new build, a renovation, or a repair, you want to redo the plumbing stack in your building. It needs to be done. It's been 45 years. It's been serving you for this long. It's time to do something because everything's rotting on the inside of the building. So redo that plumbing stack. Give Creative Plumbing a call. Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom, a home project that you're going to get into. turn it into artwork with their people. They'll really work with you. Only the best, specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone. They've got Roman stack walls. They can make with their interlocking concrete pavers, they can make a runway for you. That is Futura Stone. And you can always hear the show at radiogolfclub.com/listen. It's the live stream there and the podcast, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's on demand. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.